For over 7 years, Sandra Lopez has been fighting her deportation. It began when one of her three U.S. citizen children, by innocent curiosity, dialed 911 and hung up. SB 90, a Colorado law that has since been struck down as unconstitutional, required local law enforcement to report Sandra to Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Sandra has paid over $28,000 in legal expenses fighting to remain in the United States with her children, earning year by year a temporary stay of removal that on October 19th was denied. Sandra has taken sanctuary in a basement, the Two Rivers Unitarian Universalist Parsonage, with her youngest child, Arieli, who will turn 2 on November 13th.
Estoy aquí en santuario desde el 19 de octubre.
I've been in sanctuary since the 19th of October. I can't leave. I'm stuck here, afraid that they will take me away if I leave. It's not fair for me to live here like a prisoner. I have no criminal record, and yet here I am fighting my deportation. I'm not ashamed because everything that I do it for my children. This is the life of an immigrant, like me in sanctuary. We live with fear. It's like they keep us in the shadows. The truth is, I feel terrible about this situation. It is not easy to be here. They treat me well. They are kind to me. And I have many visitors. But nothing is the same. It's an enormous change for me.
The complexity that's created by Congress's unwilling to fix what's broken in our immigration system is beyond most people's comprehension.
Sandra's immigration attorney, Jennifer Smith, explains the barriers to legal immigration.
One little fact in one case makes it entirely different from another case and how the immigration laws are going to apply to that person. The immigration system has deemed that immigration violations are a civil matter. If it was a criminal system, then my clients would have a lot more constitutional protections and due process in immigration court than they do now. And a lot of these people, because they're either without status or otherwise, don't have a path that would put them in a place where they could obtain legal status. Congress determined a long time ago that the number of people who can come and stay lawfully in the U.S. permanently has a cap. We can only give out a certain number every year. The request is far more than the visas that Congress currently allows the government to give out. There's something called a backlog or a wait list. Let's say I'm from Mexico and I have a U.S. citizen sibling who's petitioning for me. If they file that petition for me today, I have to wait for that petition to be approved and then for a visa number to become available to me before I can even talk about going to the consulate and doing an interview and these penalties and other things. And right now, the U.S. government is working on cases in my category as the sibling of a U.S. citizen that were filed in 1997. And that date doesn't move every day or every month or even every year. So a reasonable expectation would be that I'm waiting 40 years for my date to become current.
Sandra is currently shielded by a memo released by ICE that states the institution will not raid culturally sensitive areas, such as churches, schools, and community centers. Reliance on that protection is tenuous at best.
It is a memo, so they could certainly change that policy if they wanted to. The system as it exists doesn't work and doesn't really provide any legitimate path for anybody to become lawful. It really disadvantages most of the people that are trying to do it correctly.
As you know, this is a huge expense for any person in my situation. Any person that falls into this unfair immigration system, it's money that goes to the trash and it's never recovered. No matter how much money you pay, thousands and thousands, and do everything right, it's never enough. And everything ends with nothing, in deportation. It's very, very painful when your mother passes away or your father and you can't go to see them. My goodbye with my mother, I remember, was over the phone. 2 days before she died, I said goodbye to her and I asked her forgiveness because I could not go to see her. What was the purpose of that sacrifice? To not see my mother? If now, look what's happening. I don't want to be separated from my children.
For KDNK News, I'm Raleigh Burley.